So you mentioned genomic assays, and of course, at the ASCO meeting, we saw the big plenary presentation of the Taylor X study. I wanted to get your take on that, but just to sort of get into that, I wanted you to present a patient where you used the genomic assay, and you have this 60-year-old lady. What happened there?
Okay, so 6-year-old woman, 2.3-centimeter ER-positive, moderately differentiated tumor. Sentinel node biopsy revealed 1 out of 3 nodes that were positive that had a 0.6-centimeter focus of disease. No symptoms of metastatic disease, as you would expect. Oncotype was sent and was 20, and the patient was started on adjuvant endocrine therapy.
So, of course, this introduces the question of using genomic assays in node-positive disease, a practice that I think is still not particularly supported by the ASCO guideline, or unless they change that, did they?
Well, let's just hope they change that. I think that at some point NCCN may support that approach.
Well, I'm actually interviewing Dan Hayes, so I'll see what
he has. Well, he'll disagree with me, so that's fine.
Totally. I know. I put that in an education email once, and he sent me this long, response. I read your thing, whatever. Anyhow.